Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
It's been almost 3 years since four University of Idaho students were murdered inside their Moscow home. Madison Mogan, Kelly Gonzalez, Zana Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin. And just months since Brian Koberger stood before Judge Stephen Hippler, pled guilty, and received four consecutive life sentences, plus 10 years for burglary. For most people, that was supposed to be the end. The gavel fell, the cameras picked up, and the system moved on. But in this case, the end never seemed to arrive. Because this week, that same courtroom filled up again. Not for new evidence, not for an appeal, no. Not for some revelation about how this man carried out one of the most chilling crimes in modern history, no. The hearing was about money, specifically about whether the man who committed these horrible, heinous crimes should pay a few $1,000s more to the families he destroyed. It sounds trivial until you hear the details, and that's what we're going to go through. And I encourage you to press subscribe, and in the comment section, let me know your thoughts. The hearing was called to settle a dispute over restitution, the financial obligation Koberger owes to the victims' families. When he was sentenced, his plea deal included $28,956.88 in restitution. It covered funeral expenses and repayment to Idaho's Crime Victim Compensation Fund. Everyone thought that number was final, but prosecutors returned to court asking for more. Initially, $27,000 in additional costs for travel, lodging, and funeral-related expenses that hadn't been included in the first calculation. And after a short but tense exchange, prosecutors admitted part of that request overstepped Idaho law. Travel and lodging, they conceded, can't be covered under restitution. So they cut the request down to roughly $3,100, the cost of urns for two of the victims. $3,000, basically. That's it. A sum so small compared to the loss that it borders on insulting. But for the families sitting in that courtroom, it's not about the amount. It's about the principle. The defense argued that Koberger can't pay anyway. He's indigent, serving life in prison with no means to earn or hold property. In other words, he has no ability to pay. But he does. Prosecutors countered with something that turned the air cold. Koberger has been receiving money. Not from a job or inheritance, but from people. Strangers. Idiots. People who should probably be investigated themselves. Who sent over $10,000 into his inmate account since his arrest. $10,000 from supporters, from admirers, from the kinds of people who send love letters to serial killers and convince themselves that evil is a misunderstood genius. So he's getting money. And no, that money should not land Koberger an extra Snickers. Prosecutors told the court that the money should go to the families, not into Koberger's commissary account, not towards snacks and creature comforts, while his victim's parents are still paying off burial costs. The defense objected. Of course they did. They said those funds were personal gifts. Ooh, a gift for murder? They're not income and can't be legally touched. The law, they claim, doesn't allow the court to see donated money for restitution. And that's where the entire thing just feels absurd. A system that can take your freedom for life but can't touch your ramen fund. Judge Hippler didn't rule that day. He listened because he's a good judge. He asked questions, and then, like any judge bound by procedure, he took the issue under advisement. A written ruling is yet to come, at least as of this recording. But the moment you strip away the legal jargon, this hearing wasn't about $3,100. It was about what happens when bureaucracy keeps grinding long after justice was supposed to be done. And for the Gonsalves, Kernodle, Chapin, and Mogan families, the sight of lawyers dissecting receipt dates and urn prices was another emotional gut punch. Kaylee's mother, Christy Gonsalves, put it bluntly, "Everybody knows he's never going to pay a single dime, so why do they care if that number is astronomical?" And she's right. It's not about collecting the money. It's about not letting the man who took their children leave the record unbalanced. A zero would be nothing owed, and if what he did can be fully repaid with time served? Under Idaho law, restitution is meant to cover direct economic loss. Funeral costs qualify. Counseling and medical bills qualify. But travel and lodging does not. They also don't have a Son of Sam law there, which this is, I think, the big reason why Koberger does not want anyone touching his money, is because he could actually make money off of the crimes. He could write a book. He could give his rights to an authorized movie. There's so many things he could do to make money beyond the nutcases that send him money. So yeah, there's likely going to be money flowing from Koberger. Where it flows right now is what is trying to be determined before the spigot is turned on. That's why the state narrowed the claim. Even so, the defense argued, the receipts for those urns were submitted late. Oh, I'm sorry. Beyond the 60-day filing deadline and should be thrown out. You were too late with the urn receipts for the children that are in them that this man murdered. Too late. Okay, I know Ann Taylor's doing her job, but at some point, when do you say, you know, this is a little too on the evil side? So you start to feel the disconnect between law and morality. The families of murdered children being told the receipts might be too late. I mean, imagine hearing that after everything you've endured. It's the kind of moment that reminds you justice isn't built for compassion. It's built for procedure. But there's another layer here, because beyond the technical arguments lies something a lot uglier. The fact that this man has supporters sending him money. It's the sickness that runs through parts of our culture where killers become cult figures and victims become footnotes. We saw it with Ted Bundy, with Chris Watts, with Richard Ramirez, and now with Koberger. a steady stream of people who convince themselves that if they just understood him better, if they saw the real Brian, they could redeem him somehow. They call it empathy. It's not. It's obsession dressed up as compassion. That's dangerous. That's what makes this hearing matter more than its dollar value, because what the court decides will set a tone whether killers like Koberger get to enjoy the comfort of fan-funded privileges or whether that money gets rerouted towards the people whose lives they destroyed. Judge Hippler faces a difficult choice. Follow the letter of the law or honor the spirit of justice. Legally, restitution must be realistic and properly filed. But morally, accountability should never expire. If he rules that Koberger's commissary funds can be seized, it won't fix anything, but it'll send a message that even behind bars, the debt remains. If he rules the other way, it tells every future defendant that life in prison comes with free room, board, and a growing bank account funded by curiosity and moral confusion. That's why this story, as mundane as it seems on paper, still matters. It exposes the cracks in the justice system that appear after sentencing, when the cameras leave and the law starts operating on autopilot. The families are left to fight for scraps of meaning, showing up in courtrooms to argue over paperwork while the man who killed their children still gets mail and money. And maybe that's the most heartbreaking part. The endurance of the people left behind. They shouldn't have to be there. They shouldn't have to listen to arguments about the timeliness of their grief. But they show up anyway, because showing up is the only form of control they have left. When Judge Hippler's decision comes down, it'll likely be a few pages long, dense with citations and procedural language. It won't make headlines the way Koberger's arrest or plea did, but it will carry significance. If the ruling favors the state, every dollar Koberger receives in the future from admirers, from anyone romanticizing a murder, will go towards restitution, or a percentage of it will. If it doesn't, the message will be clear. The system is content to let killers collect donations while their victims' families fight over funeral bills. A small piece of the case, but it says everything about where we are. Justice at this stage isn't about verdicts or prison time. It's about the line items that follow. The legal echo that refuses to die. A murderer's account balance shouldn't matter, yet somehow it does, because it's the last thread of accountability left to pull. For the families, this hearing isn't closure. It's another reminder that there's no such thing. There's no fixing any of this. There's only endurance, the kind that forces you to sit in a courtroom years later listening to lawyers debate whether your loss still fits within the rules. That's not justice, that's survival. And that's what they've been doing since November of 2022. Surviving a system that keeps asking them to relive what they can't escape. Whether it's $3,000 or $3 million, the point is the same. You don't get to take four lives and still benefit from the fascination of the public. You don't get to have comfort while your victim's parents have court dates. You don't get to cash checks from strangers while the people you destroyed are still paying off funerals. The court will write its decision. The number might change, but the truth won't. Justice didn't end the day Koberger was sentenced. For the families, it just keeps showing up on the docket. What are your thoughts? Like, morally, most of us are like, pay up. You should never get a penny. You shouldn't get any commissary. You should get whatever slop they feed you and call it good. And I hope it's all meat. Because he's a vegetarian. Here, you want some more tripe? Good. It ain't seasoned and it ain't cleaned either. Extra protein. Tripe, by the way, for those of you playing along at home, are intestines. You gotta clean them good. I feel horrible for those families. Continuing to be re-victimized over and over and over and over. It's just... ugh. We'll let you know what Judge Hippler decides. In the meantime, give us your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That is where we live. We do appreciate that. If you're listening to us on the podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you might be, hit subscribe there too. So you don't miss any of our coverage of this and the many cases that we follow for you right here at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.